Hello, and welcome back to another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This week, we are given some critical questions to think about, such as, what is socialism and who gets tangled in its web? Who are the salesmen of this evil product? And what is America's future? We have a fantastic message prepared for you today, and we hope you enjoy.
Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. To begin with, what is socialism? Well, socialism is a political and economic theory which advocates that the means of production, the distribution, and the exchange of goods is owned and regulated by the community as a whole. Well, now, that is the official description given to sell its theory to the masses. They want the masses to believe that everyone owns everything and shares equally in the net results, or better known as profits, of all the various business enterprises in the nation. This explanation, in today's vernacular, is known as fake news. The only thing that you are going to own is the south end of a hoe or a shovel while working in the fields or working on the lines building something in a manufacturing plant. While they say everything will be owned by the community as a whole, in basketball, they call that a fake. You know, you fake you're going one way and then you go the opposite. If they were truthful with you, they would tell you everything is owned by the government. And the supreme leaders who run the government own the government. You, ladies and gentlemen, own nothing. As Rush Limbaugh would say, you own zip, zero, nada. Now, if you don't want to believe what I'm telling you, go to Venezuela, to Cuba, to Russia, to China, anywhere where socialism / communism rules. Ask the people on the streets and working out in the fields if they own those farms and businesses and the subways and the trains and the airplanes. How often that they get reports on the profits? How about the dividends? How many dividends have they received? Well, I can tell you what you will see and hear is, first of all, you will see blank stares. They will be wondering, what the heck are you talking about? You know the government owns everything, and you are a slave doing what you are told. Now, that's by the way, how you're staying alive and how you're eating. If you argue or complain with them, your neighbors are going to be wondering what happened to you. What happened to old Joe or Fred or Ralph? Now, who are the salesmen selling this lie to you? When you have something as horrible as socialism / communism to sell, the only way you can sell it is by lying. So, who is doing the lying? Well, it's a big sales force. And heading it up, ladies and gentlemen, is the Democrat Party. They are the sales managers, and who better to teach a class in lying? Now, next comes the assistant sales managers, a vast number of people who are accustomed to teaching and peddling far-left ideologies. The professors of most of the colleges and universities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these people in the main are elitist, hardline Democrats, and they believe in big government. And then comes along the teachers in the public schools all over America. Now, I want to tell you now that there are a lot of good, solid public school teachers who are real Americans through and through. But they are not the main force. The main numbers of public school teachers are in the majority, and the majority are Democrats. They are left-leaning, anti-religion, unpatriotic. They favor abortion, and they're pro-union. Most are against prayer in schools and pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. This sales force is the reason that most Americans who look favorable on socialism over capitalism is primarily young minds. They've had it stuffed down their throats till they feel like a Thanksgiving turkey. In other words, young people who have zero practical experience are the ones getting ensnared in the socialism web. And it's our fault, ladies and gentlemen. We have been busy making a living and building a great country. We allowed the educational system to be hijacked by the feds, and they have replaced us as parents of our children. Now, when socialism wins and takes over America, it will win with a vote. That's right. We will vote them in office. Socialism will come with a rush after voting in extreme liberal Democrats by people believing that they are voting for a lot of free stuff. Free college, free medical care, guaranteed income, higher minimum wages, longer vacations, etc., etc., etc. Everything's going to be free. You say, no, that can't happen. Well, did New Yorkers vote in AOC and her gang of four? Well, how did we get Pelosi and Schumer and Bernie and Maxine Waters? Just think again, folks. Just think how close we come to electing Hillary. We voted in Obama, didn't we? And he promised to fundamentally change the greatest country on earth. Why would you want to change fundamentally the greatest country on earth? And we voted him in, and he almost did it. Now, what happens when a country becomes socialist? What is the result? Well, the first thing that happens is the government kills most of the patriotic citizens that they deem to be a threat to their socialistic takeover. This usually includes owners of businesses and teachers and lawyers and writers that do not toe the line that they demand. You notice I use the term demand. What's in charge? They don't ask or request. Whatever they want, they demand. The Constitution is thrown out in its entirety. No more freedom of speech, no more property rights. All property and businesses are now owned by the government, meaning the dictators who run the government. All law enforcement and judges now work for them, and if they refuse, they are eliminated. The citizens receive their marching orders regarding where they will work and live and when and where they will receive their re-education. You know, no more freedom of religion, no more churches and schools, because churches and schools will be used in the re-education camps. Most Christian pastors who refuse re-education will be shot. Women will be used for whatever the dictators wish from them. I'll leave that to your imagination, and some boys will be used likewise. Whatever you own of value, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's cash or jewelry or land or business, etc., will be taken from you. The poor will be even poorer, and they'll be poorer without freedom. And the richest will be numbered among the poor. All your guns or anything that you own that could be used for your defense will be confiscated. A socialist country cannot afford for its citizens to be armed. The teachers and professors who have been selling you on the benefits of socialism will discover there are no benefits. Their utopian dreams will quickly drain down the sewer pipe of dictatorship. Their dreams of being part of the new leadership will never be realized. If you don't believe me, just go live in Cuba or Venezuela or China for a month or two. It won't take long, and you will be horror-stricken. You may think, well, if that happens, we will just vote them out. That makes as much sense as you're selling socialism to our kids. When the votes are counted in socialist dictatorships, the results are known before the first vote is cast. They never lose. Get it? Joseph Stalin is reported to have said that it's not those who vote, but those who count the votes that matter. One more thought to pass along. Socialism is not intended to last very long. In fact, it is only a transitional political theory. Socialism is used as a stepping stone to communism, which is intended to last forever. That's why every time I say socialism, I say / communism, because one becomes the other. Now, I have a question for you. Do you still prefer socialism over a constitutional republic with unalienable rights to pursue life, liberty, and happiness? The freedom to worship, to own property, to have freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms? If you do, kindly remove yourself from our midst and move to the socialist country of your choice. Please do not try to change that which our founders fought and died for us. As a postscript, I leave you with this prediction. America's future is in the past, i.e., example, going back to the attitude and the spirit of our founders in 1787. When our founders gave us freedom through a constitution and the Bill of Rights, we need to return to them by religiously honoring them. We can regain our freedom in all its glory, working together to the betterment of the whole USA. Good day.
Before we sign off today, we would like to remind everyone that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon, or you can order a hard copy of his album Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com. or by calling 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. Thank you for tuning in for another weekly message of patriotism. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we will see you next week.